Nation. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. The Dow is at a record. And when I went to school, you had to have products, services, and customers in order to generate profits. I guess we've changed the rules. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about just who is Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, and the reason is because I've decided to disclose who I am on the afternoon broadcast. I've been doing it for two broadcasts. I'm doing the 60 years of Vincent Fennelli. And so far, I think I've gotten us into the 1980s. And that's what we're doing right here today with Dr. Norman Shealy. So just who is Dr. Norman Shealy? And a previous hour, Dr. Shealy, you were talking about you were offered the chairmanship of the Department of Neurosurgery. You walked away from that because you didn't want to be told what to do. And it's interesting you say that because I remember being interviewed by a new boss that I inherited. And I was brought into his office. He was sitting behind his desk. And he had his yellow pad out. And this is the first time I met him. And he said, "Well, Vincent, tell me about yourself." And I said, "Well, I'm not sure what you mean." He said, "Well, tell me about yourself." And he had his pencil and paper out, and he was ready to take notes on who I am. And I said, "Well, do you mean my education, my background, my experiences, things I like, things I don't like? What do you mean?" He goes, "Tell me about yourself." And I said, "Well, I don't like it when people tell me what to do."
And he said bye-bye.
Well, no. Actually, I said bye-bye about a week later. He called me into a meeting, and he said, "We're going to do charts and graphs for the president. We're going to have him on his desk tomorrow morning about our computer technology at the bank, and I want you to develop it." And I said, "Okay, that's no problem, but I just dropped my son off for a major operation. He's 2 years old. He's at the hospital, and he's having some hip surgery, and I need to go see him because he has no idea why he's in a body cast, and he needs his mom and dad with him right now. So I'm going to go visit him before visiting hours are over. Mrs. Finelli's with him. I'll be back in a couple hours. I'll stay all night. You'll have your charts and graphs." He said, "I need you to do these charts and graphs now." And I said, "Excuse me." And I said, "Excuse me." And I left my entire team with him in his office, and that was the last they ever saw me. So that was a weekend.
Well, for you. You know, we need more people who have real gonads.
Well, I haven't told that story yet on the air, in detail, but I will. So, Dr. Shealy, at 94, you determined, you went to Wisconsin, you built the neuroscience department, and you found out that 94% of the people who were your patients had psychological problems. Is that what you were saying?
You bet. And basically, in fact, one of the papers that I gave at the national meeting of the American Academy of Family Docs was called Back Surgery is a Vast Clinical Wasteland. I study 200-plus patients who had failed back surgery somewhere. I got out their x-rays. I got their original operative note, et cetera, et cetera. And I determined that 80% of the people who had been operated on for back so-called ruptured disc did not have a ruptured disc.
Oh, man.
10% I could be certain of, and 10% maybe. So 80%, I went around the country talking about this. I spoke at the national meeting of one of the big orthopedic organizations, and I gave my time. I said, why the hell are we doing this? And a professor of orthopedics said, Norm, I've known you a long time, and I agree with what you say, but I'm opposed to your saying it publicly. And so I was so convinced that all my patients practically were failures of back surgery from somewhere else at the time. And that's when I decided to subspecialize in pain management, the first such in the country. And I had already begun doing acupuncture without knowing much about it, but I knew what to do. I stuck a needle into the center of the pain area, a needle above and below, and stimulated them. And I found out later that that's actually one of the traditional things in acupuncture. I actually did study acupuncture later. And so during the early 70s, I introduced a whole variety of things, biofeedback for the control of back pain as well as migraine. Migraine was introduced by Dr. Green, but I took it on too. And I developed a wide variety of approaches to managing chronic pain. And within a very short period of time, I was getting an 85% success in patients who had failed everything conventional medicine had to offer. So in 1978, I founded the American Holistic Medical Association, and one of my former colleagues wrote an editorial in, I think, the New England Journal of Medicine, stating that he was opposed to the holistic physicians because they were too charismatic and spoke too well. And he said, and furthermore, we're too busy taking care of disease to try to prevent it. So I knew where things were going with conventional medicine at that point for sure. And over the years, I personally worked after this transformation into pain medicine, over 30,000 people with chronic pain, and I had an 85% success rate where everybody else had failed. Now, eventually, I also worked with, and I had a grant for $50,000 from a Fortune 500 company, as long as I never mentioned their name, to study, quote, psychic diagnosis, which, of course, I later called medical intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I demonstrated that a number of intuitive people were 75% accurate in making a diagnosis without knowing anything about medicine. And Carolyn Mace was 93% accurate. Bob Lightman was 80% accurate physically, but 96% adequately reading the psyche. So, you know, that's a sideline that I've played with and written a book about. And so over the last 40 years, essentially, my practice has been what we now call energy medicine, looking at all the safe alternatives to drugs and surgery. And, of course, as far as I'm concerned, the single most important invention of my life has been these five circuits that I call sacred rings and the bliss laws to stimulate them. And I think I can... I would have a hard time saying this about myself, but I'd like to read you what Dr. William Tiller, one of the greatest physicists on the face of the earth, and a retired professor emeritus of materials and science and physics from Stanford University. Here's what he said. Dr. C. Norman Shealy, a remarkable and highly developed soul, has written very thoughtful, thought-provoking, and entertaining book, From Birth to Bliss, The Power of Conscientious Living. It is a healing gift of monumental proportion that lovingly adds to the almost uncountable contributions he has made to both orthodox, complementary, and holistic alternative medicine in our space-time world. This book, From Birth to Bliss, The Power of Conscientious Living, is a kind of crowning capstone that Dr. Shealy has given to the great pyramid of his prolific number of individual contributions that he has gifted to humanity in this remarkable current lifetime. Just as the human acupuncture meridian system of our first subtle body is the template that energizes and nourishes all aspects of our coarse electric physical body. In Dr. Shealy's new book, From Birth to Bliss, The Power of Conscious Living, the five sacred Shealy rings of specific meridian point stimulations via the five specific bliss oils bring healing to a plethora of significant human ailments. Bravo, Norm. Bravo. So that's a brief summary of my life.
Wow. And Dr. Shealy, I can tell you that I don't know a single person who has ever said, you know, Dr. Shealy's, you know, nuts. No one has ever said Dr. Shealy doesn't know what he's talking about. Everybody that I have met has said Dr. Shealy is absolutely brilliant, unorthodox in some approaches, does his own research, and he certainly doesn't say things that people tell him to say. He only says what he believes and what he knows to be true. And, I mean, that's what they say about you. And in addition to the fact that you're a fabulous medical doctor, and I've seen your work. I've seen a young man in his mid to late 20s who was gaining weight to beat the band. And he was prescribed these meds. His doctor at the hospital said, okay, you know, you've got some gastric problems. Your digestive system is all messed up. You need to take these meds. And he was gaining weight. And I saw him. I said, you're getting to be pretty huge. And literally, he ballooned up to twice his previous size in about a year. And I said, what are you doing? And we introduced him to you. And you took him off all that stuff, put him on probiotics, yogurt, GR8, Adophilus, and everything is reversed. The weight, the pain, all things that he was previously experiencing, stopped. And you hit the nail right on the head. But you didn't spend 5 minutes with him. You didn't spend 10 minutes with him. You didn't spend the normal doctor's visit time with him. You spent 2.5 hours with him. Dr. Norman Shealy, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedUs.com. And if you'd like to get a free copy of Dr. Shealy's newsletter, NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedUs.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've got a few posts on the website I think you might want to consider looking at. One of them is the U.S. dollar is in danger of losing its reserve status. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. We've been printing so much, and we have risen to the top by our ability to print that other countries have not been able to do. We've left them in the dust while they figured it out, and now our currency is it's not the only currency for transacting business worldwide. What's happening is other countries are willing to accept currencies from other countries besides the United States in the transaction of business. So that is going to hurt us in the long run, and you're going to see a decline in the U.S. dollar. And there is another post about a mother who, with cancer, who cannot cuddle her children because the treatment has made her radioactive. And I'd like to just take a short detour with Dr. Shealy about that. And we're talking about just who is Dr. Shealy, and we're going to continue with some more. But Dr. Shealy, I remember when we had a family member who was treated with radioactive chemicals for cancer treatment that ultimately failed. This was many years ago. And I remember saying to Mrs. Finelli, look, this radiation can leak through the pores of the skin. That person has been poisoned with radiation, and we can't allow our children to be in contact with that radioactivity. So that means no hugging of that person who was treated with radioactive chemicals. Dr. Shealy, my wife thought I was nuts. But she agreed to, you know, maybe Vinny's right. What do you think about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, of course. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, look at the fish off the coast of California. You can't eat the fish now. They're radioactive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so if radioactivity gets into your body, your urine, your sweat, your blood, your spit, are all radioactive. It's that simple.
So are you suggesting that that if someone is being treated with radiation, radioactive chemicals, for example.
Yeah, radioactive chemicals, not the X-ray itself.
Right, not the X-ray. Radioactive chemicals, not X-rays, that they are a hazard to other people.
Yes, no question about it.
And Dr. Sheila, let's extrapolate for just a minute. I have been in the waiting room of St. John's Hospital in Springfield, and I've also been in the waiting room at Cox Hospital. Those are the two big hospitals in Springfield, Missouri. And I've sat on the chairs in the waiting room, just as everybody else does. Now, I'm certain that there were people there who were treated with radioactive chemicals. Now, my concern when I went there was, man, oh man, I'll bet you I'm sitting on chairs, touching handles, knobs, arms of chairs, magazines, coffee pot, etc., that have been touched, handled, sat on by people who have been treated with these radioactive chemicals, and I am probably at some level of risk. Is that too far-fetched, or is that possible?
That is possible. Obviously, I can't tell you the degree of radiation. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. There is a lot of naturally occurring toxic stuff that's just as bad as radiation. It's called cosmic energy. Mm-hmm. And a professor of medicine from Germany over 20 years ago at an international meeting stated that flying 6 hours across the Atlantic from Europe to the United States created enough free radicals equal to someone who had smoked in that 6 hours 200 cigarettes. So if you're up 35,000 feet above the air, the cosmic radiation, there's all kinds of it there, is actually perhaps more dangerous than sitting in St. John's waiting room. But I mean, they're all, it's there. And we're exposed to this a little bit on the face of the earth. It's not just ultraviolet and other things. There are these energies from the sun.
And the reason that Dr. Sheely and I are having the broadcast today about who is Dr. Sheely, precisely what you just learned, flying 6 hours. How does he know these things? He's read, he's talked to the people, he has enough background to understand and share with you that information. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding. One or today's hot. Last day, God, you're. Take my, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'll be broadcasting live with Sam Bushman. He's a legendary broadcaster. He and I will be at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association 2013 convention, Heartland of America. And that's Friday. That's Friday. And it's at the Amistar Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri. I just posted on the website some information about it. If you're interested in attending, that's Friday, this Friday. And registration and breakfast is at 7 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock there's opening ceremonies. And then at 8:30 we're going to have presentation, Stuart Rhodes, the Constitution, the Oath of Office. Steve Voss will be there performing, and Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be there. A whole bunch of people are going to be there. Stuart Rhodes, Tom Lurie, Larry Kirk, Joey Kyle, Michael Dixon, Sam Page, Bill Noonan. I mean, the list goes on and on. There'll be some broadcasters there. Beth Schoenberg will be there. Joyce Riley, I believe, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Sam Bushman's going to be there. I believe Joyce Riley's going to be there. I might be wrong about that. So if you want to go to the website, just go to usaforparents.com. You'll see that information. Dr. Norman Shealy and I are talking about Dr. Shealy's life, some of the things that he's done, just a brief thumbnail sketch of some of the amazing things he's done. He just said something to the effect that flying 6 hours at 35,000 feet exposes a person to cosmic radiation that would have the free radicals equivalent to, I believe you said, smoking 200 cigarettes?
That's right. That's 10 packs in 6 hours.
which is probably impossible, right? Jeez.
Well, it would be almost impossible to smoke it, but you're getting it from the outside. I want to read you something I found while in the break. In the former case, sending a patient home immediately after the administration of a radionuclide cannot be justified in most situations because both excretion and external radiation, the patient is the source, will give rise to high doses to other individuals in contact with the patient for a few days. Besides, the patient usually needs medical care during this initial period. After 2 or 3 days, however, the patient's residual activity will be sufficiently low to justify their discharge from the hospital.
Well, you know, you look at the half-life of some of these radioactive chemicals, and
yep.
it's long. So it could be a couple weeks before the half-life. Before you've reached the half-life. So this goes on for quite a while. And
well, of course, meanwhile, in the saliva, the tears, the breathing, the urine, and the stool, they have excreted some of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long. I don't think anybody really knows. They probably haven't studied it adequately. How long it is a risk to people around them. But it's there. This is in writing from the rules about radiation.
Yeah, and just show me a person's father has been chemically treated with radiation chemicals and radioactive chemicals, I should say, and just show me one loving family member who doesn't touch that person's skin, just one, right? The daughter would touch, you know, the father's face, shake his hand, hold on to him, give him a hug. There's almost 100% certainty of skin to skin contact.
Right.
And we're talking, right?
Yep.
Cheek to cheek, rubbing his neck, washing his face. I mean, there you go. There you have it. Helping him up from bed, helping him up from a chair. Whatever the situation is, there's almost 100% certainty of skin to skin contact with the radiation seeping out of the person's body through the pores onto the skin, staying onto the skin because the water evaporates, but the radioactive chemicals don't. So there it is. On the sheets, on the pillow, on the bed, on the arm of the chair, on the glass, you know, from which the person's drinking, it's all there. And that, you know, Dr. Shealy, that was a huge concern of mine for our children. And maybe I'll share this podcast with the person that I recommended that we avoid contact, because it was not all that welcomed when I said we need to reduce, eliminate contact with the person who's just treated.
Vincent, look what I just found. Tobacco and smoking is loaded with radioactive polonium.
Yes.
How about that? Radioactive carcinogens in cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I learned that many, many years ago, there was a study that I had read about that. And I don't smoke, and I certainly don't allow smoking in my house. You know, we've had guests who smoke and show up here, but they smoke outside. They literally smoke outside, and they will take either an aluminum can, like a soft drink can, or some kind of a can, and the cigarette butts go in the can. And then they go in the trash. But we don't allow smoking in the house. And, you know, years ago, I tried an experiment. I had a German Shepherd. and I wanted to see if a German Shepherd would like smoke.
So I think mine would bite your hand.
There you go. Absolutely, you can't. You can't get the lit end of a cigarette just glowing there. You cannot get a dog to inhale it. They won't do it. They back away. They turn away. They turn their face. They know. They are so smart. Not as smart as us, of course, because we know smoking is okay, right? They won't do it. My dog won't do it. I've never had a dog that would consider inhaling smoke. As a matter of fact, TJ, I was feeding the wood stove outside. TJ was with me, our English Mastiff puppy, 6 months old. I was feeding it, and I opened the door, and a little bit of smoke came out. He backed away. He didn't say, hey, that's good stuff. Let me just stand here and inhale some of that. He knew. He knew. So, Dr. Shuley, as you've traveled around the world, as you have met people, are we committed to dying of our own misbehavior, many of us?
Well, interestingly, John Knowles, a cardiologist trained at the National Hospital and president of the Rockefeller Foundation back in the late 70s, said 99% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. So according to John, 99% of illnesses are human misbehavior. I think there are some non-human things that happen, such as accidents and a few other things. And so it looks to me as if primarily about 80% of illnesses are caused by human misbehavior. I could call it stupidity, but I don't want to be too blunt.
Well, you know,
smoking is a human misbehavior. Obesity is a human misbehavior.
Yeah. I had had a relative, my grandmother. She died in the 1960s on my dad's side, and she was diabetic. And she would say things like, "I'm just going to have a little bit of this bread. I'm not supposed to have it, but I'm going to cheat just a little bit." And I never understood that, Dr. Shuley. Who was she cheating? Is it okay if you have something that's bad for you and you don't tell your doctor? Does that mean it's okay? And that was the word she used, as if it were a bad thing. She was cheating because she knew she shouldn't do certain things, but she did them anyway. And as I look around, I see people eating things that I just know are not good for them. French fries. How do you feel about French fries, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I don't eat them.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember in 40 or 50 years ever having one. I don't like them. I don't eat potato chips for the same reason, the same junk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just dried instead of boiling.
Well, I'll admit that I do have some French fries, not very often. We don't make them at home, but I'll tell you what, I don't feel the same after I eat them. I feel like I have compromised my mobility, if you will, my enthusiasm, my drive, my energy by, I don't know, 25%. I can feel that I haven't done something good if I have French fries.
Well,
is it the oil?
Well, it's the oil, and whoever knows, especially if it's at McDonald's and its clones, they probably also have monosodium glutamate in them. Mm-hmm. Everything else there does.
I want you to know, Dr. Shuley, that ever since you told me that, you know, if a person is really, really hungry and you have the urge to pull into McDonald's to grab a bite to eat, because, you know, you can spend a dollar and have a value hamburger there for a dollar or French fries for a dollar. You can get in, get out quickly. You know, you said, just keep going. and seriously, since I have met you, I have not pulled into the Arches. I have not had a hamburger at McDonald's. I have not had French fries at McDonald's. I have, well, you said keep going. So I keep going.
Well, let's face it also, although for most people, a drink, that's one glass of wine, one beer, 1 ounce of whiskey, mm-hmm. is probably safe. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you something. I've had, you know, since I was 21, and especially during all my 52 years of married life, my wife and I would have a glass of wine maybe 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. I stopped drinking altogether, of course, because I would never drink alone. Mm-hmm. I'm here alone. And after not drinking until occasional friends come, I had one glass of wine last week, and I just felt awful. I'm off all alcohol for the rest of my life.
There you go. Dr. Norman Shealy, and if you'd like a copy of his newsletter, absolutely free, and he's not going to send the results to anybody. You just get the newsletter. NormShealy.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you've heard me mention the freeze-dried guy. I want to share this with you. The freeze-dried guy has been to all of the Get Prepared Expos. He's a very close friend. And he calls me all the time. Literally, I'm not kidding. He calls me a lot. And one day he called me and he said, "Hey, Vinny, there's a machine gun shoot in Nevada. And let me tell you about it." And then he called me back a couple days later and he said, "I told you about that machine gun shoot, right?" I said, "Uh-huh." He goes, "You're going, right?" "Yep, I'm going. So he gives me these gentle suggestions, okay? Well, and so he called me a couple weeks ago, and he said, "You know, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, they're having a convention right in your neck of the woods." And I go, I guess I'm going, right? He goes, "Yeah, what a great idea." So he encourages me to, you know, participate in these things. So I he introduces me to a number of people he thinks that I should meet and they should meet, you know, me. And I want to tell you, the freeze-dried guy is a really good guy. He seriously is. And you'll have a chance to meet him and Dr. Sheely at the July 19, 20, and 21 Get Prepared Expo right here in Lebanon, Missouri. But I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention. That's Friday. I'm going to be broadcasting 4 hours. Sam Bushman's going to be with me. I've never met him in person. We've talked on the phone. He's a veteran broadcaster, and he and I are going to meet, and we're going to broadcast on his show and 3 hours of USA Prepares on Friday. That's this Friday, live from the M-Star Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri. So if you'd like to attend, I posted information on the website, usaprepares.com. Dr. Sheely, the... back in the 1980s, I was talking about how on the afternoon broadcast about who is Vin Finelli. I mentioned that I decided to buy some apartment buildings because I needed to have some financial stability, and I wanted to make sure I was insulated from a job that I could get fired from at any second. And so I bought some apartment buildings, and I was telling that story, I guess, yesterday. And one of the tenants, she was just the sweetest young lady. She and her husband, you know, they were telling me the story about how she had this chronic pain. And she had this unit called a TENS unit. And that's when I was, you know, TENS unit. Like, how do you spell that? And she told me, T-E-N-S, I believe it's spelled. And she was telling me about this miraculous device that she used to electrically stimulate the pain area, and the pain would go away in minutes. Now, you're the inventor of that, aren't you?
Yes, you bet. Back in the 60s.
Well, so, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who have pain, and they've all heard of the TENS unit. Either they've used it or they've heard of it. So this is a, your invention is known worldwide.
Yep.
And you've taken that to the next level, haven't you? And haven't you integrated the acupuncture points where you could use electrical stimulation to where you've found the secrets of the sacred rings, as you call them, of earth, water, air, fire, and crystal. And you apply specific oils to those points, and you have results that... maybe somewhat similar in response?
Quite excellent. And in fact, I consider that the most important advance in acupuncture in over 4,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Because it does not require needles and the risk.
And you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
By the way, guess mm-hmm. how many people in this country have radioactive injections just for diagnosis, not even treatment, every year?
10 million.
10 million.
What are we thinking? For diagnosis?
Yep.
10 million. Dr. Shealy, I remember reading an article where the radioactive gold that was used as seeds, as implants to treat cancer,
yep.
found its way back into the market. It was made into jewelry, and people had wedding rings with it, and their fingers became cancerous. Oh, man. Dr. Norman Shealy, if you want to get his newsletter, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Link on the website, USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.